Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.
Hi, this is Dr. Andy Barlow with the Chiropractic Physician Center of Tupelo and author of the number one best-selling book, The Codebreaker. Are you sick and tired of being sick and tired? Then call my office at 662-844-1414 and order my new book, The Codebreaker.
Off and running one day before the Egg Bowl and Thanksgiving, if you prefer calling Thursday Thanksgiving instead of Egg Bowl Day. I hear you. Trust me, I do. Welcome into the Rebel Report. I'm Michael Borky. Glad to see you. So today, first of all, we're going to do two questions. I pulled these from my morning live stream. I did them for both Ole Miss and Mississippi State. I did, as I always do every week, what Ole Miss absolutely must do and what Ole Miss absolutely cannot do. And I did that also for Mississippi State. So you hear that both. These are pulled from my live stream this morning. So you'll have that. And also we have some breaking news. Not breaking news. News broke yesterday, I suppose. I hate when news outlets call, like they classify the news as breaking. That's not what it is. Breaking news is when you have, anyway, I don't even feel like, why am I even going into that with you? You guys get it. But like when I'll see, we had breaking news on Monday about this when another outlet that wasn't us reported this. Well, that's not you. You didn't break that news. Anyway, sorry. Caden Costa reportedly rumored to be out with a positive PED test. That is what is out there. He will not be playing in the Egg Bowl and will not be playing for the rest of next season either. It is a 365-day suspension, according to the NCAA. And I do not know what it is. I've seen speculation on what it possibly could be. I don't know. I mean, I had somebody tell me that it was study drugs. I had somebody else tell me that it was substances that he got at GNC. I don't know. The point is, Ole Miss will be without their kicker this game and likely all of next season. And a good kicker at that, only missed a handful of kicks this year, seemed to have been really reliable, got a big leg, really showed why he was the, according to some, best high school kicker in the country or one of the best high school kickers in the country. He shows you exactly why people thought that he was that. And I joked on Twitter, but it's really not a joke. I mean, if you thought Lane Kiffin went for it on fourth down unnecessarily before, just wait until this game when, although it looks like the weather's going to be out of there by the time the game starts, you're probably looking at some pretty sloppy conditions. I know State does a really good job with field work, and it'll be in as good of a shape as any field could possibly be considering the conditions, but still it could be a wet field. Cold, windy as well. Some pretty high winds possibly in the forecast after that rain goes through and makes everything colder in Starkville. I expect them to go for it on fourth down more. I don't think they're going to settle for mid to long field goals. You know, maybe Kale Nation has just been this guy that's, you know, been hiding and is a great kicker as well. But I expect this to change the way Ole Miss calls plays in the red zone or in Mississippi State territory in this game. I do believe that they have relied on Costa, and he's been reliable. They've settled for field goals, especially lately now that their defense is playing better. They have settled for field goals, and it's worked for them. Well, now, what will that do? Will that change the dynamic of the game? As far as details, I don't really have any, truthfully. I'm just going based on what Ben Garrett reported and Neil McCready also said he's hearing that, although I don't think either one got like official confirmation from Ole Miss yet, but that's what reporters do. You know, they put stuff out there without getting official confirmation first. And, you know, some people around this state could use that lesson. Anyway, you don't have to clear things through the school to get information. There's a Journo 101 for you. But it's an interesting loss. Could it be big? Maybe. I don't want to call it big yet. It will be big if this game comes down to a final last-second field goal. Then, yeah, sure, this is a big loss, but it's hard to tell, you know, until the actual game happens. But that's out there. Could be significant depending on how this game goes. A lot of people, myself included, expect it to be a really, really, really close game. It's what I expect. It's what I anticipate. They're going to give it to us. I believe that. And it could come down to a kicker. And if that's the case, this is an unfortunate loss for sure for Ole Miss. And we'll see if they try to do anything about it moving forward. Word is they've already tried an appeal. We'll see how this plays out. Nobody's really going to talk about this, so everything's going to have to be secondhand because nobody in that program talks about anything. However, it's something to keep an eye on for sure. We'll get into two questions here in a second, but first I want to remind you the podcast is brought to you by Advantage Business Systems. ABSMS.com is the website if you're in the market for office technology solutions anywhere in the state of Mississippi. Go to ABSMS.com. Tell them I sent you too when you get in contact with them, but they have office technology solutions ranging from voiceover, phone systems, and cloud storage and data security to copiers and printers and mail machines. So check them out, ABSMS.com. Also, LB's just across from Kroger on University Avenue. It's not too late to get something to put on the grill, on the smoker, whatever it may be, before Thanksgiving. It's not too late. Go by and see Greg and tell him I sent you. And it's the best place in Mississippi to get your meat. Just across from Kroger and University right there in Oxford. It's LB's. The best. It really is. The best selection of meat in this state. I swear it is. I've lived in North Mississippi. I've lived in Central Mississippi. I haven't seen better than that yet. So, all right. Two questions, Simon. That will end the podcast as well. This will be a shorter one today. But pulled this from the live stream. Don't forget to join me tomorrow night. If Ole Miss loses, you will probably not want to, because it will be a more state-heavy conversation. But if Ole Miss wins, check out the live stream. Find me on YouTube, Michael Borky on YouTube. Find me there. Subscribe to the channel, and once that game ends, I'll be live chatting with you, not just talking to myself, but comments and stuff, whatever you guys got after this game. We will we'll talk about it and have a good time there. So join me there. And hopefully see you tomorrow night. And in the meantime, y'all have a good Thanksgiving. Have a happy Thanksgiving. And I'll talk to you coming up tomorrow night. All right. So two questions time. This has been the clunkiest live stream I've ever done, but I'm glad you guys have stuck around. I might just delete this video when it's over because it's brutal. But let's get to two questions, huh? Mississippi State absolutely must do what if they want to win the game tomorrow? First one is really simple. They have to protect Will Rogers. That's the thing. That's the key. That is the key of this game. That is the biggest key when you look at the keys for the game. I keep using that word. Protect Will Rogers as number 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10 for Mississippi State. That is the biggest thing for them tomorrow. If they can protect Will Rogers, if Ole Miss, who's the last 6 weeks, have really gotten after quarterbacks. Their pass rush has been great. Their sack numbers are great, especially for what you thought this team was going to be. They are overachieving in the explosive defensive play standpoint. They get sacks. They get turnovers. That is something that Ole Miss has been really good at. So protecting Will Rogers is key because when he has time, he will pick apart any defense. But Ole Miss has been really good lately at getting after quarterbacks. Sam Williams, Johnson, you've got the linebackers that are good at blitzing, the defensive tackles, the nose guys have been much better lately. Ole Miss has gotten after the quarterback well, so you cannot let them feast the way they have the last few weeks. I expect Ole Miss to bring extra pressure. I don't think you're going to see just your standard. You will see it some, but you're not going to have four quarters of just rush three and putting everybody else back in coverage. I don't see that happening because I don't think that will work at a high enough level to win this game. So I think Ole Miss is going to bring pressure, whether it be from Campbell or Robinson or Jake Springer or Otis Reese, one of the safeties. They're going to mix up their coverages and they're going to mix up their blitz packages in the way they attack Will Rogers. State has to protect him. If they don't, they're going to lose. It's that simple. You tell me going into this game, if Rogers has been sacked and hit a certain number, I'll tell you who wins. If Rogers is sacked three times and he's hurried five plus times, Mississippi State might lose this game. If they protect him, if they keep Ole Miss off of him, they will win the game. That is the biggest key. That's the biggest factor. Ole Miss is getting pressure on State and State protecting Will Rogers from Ole Miss. That's the key. They absolutely must protect him. He's not quite mobile the way Corral is. Protection is less important for Ole Miss because they do have a more elusive quarterback. It's still extremely important, don't get me wrong. But for Rodgers, he's not as mobile in the pocket. He's not as elusive. And so you have to protect him to let him work, more so than that of a team with a little bit more mobile quarterback. So you're probably thinking, well, duh, no shit, Michael. Yeah, you've got to protect your quarterback. But it's especially important here with how many people are dropping back in coverage against State. You saw it with Auburn early in the game. They brought extra guys. They messed with State. It led to three and outs. It led to empty possessions. Later in the game, in the second half, Auburn decided to drop everybody else back in coverage. State protected Rodgers beautifully, and he picked them apart for 40 consecutive points. So protect Rodgers. That is the biggest key of the game. The biggest thing. Put stars, arrows, everything around it. How does State protect Rodgers? That will determine the outcome of the game. Mississippi State absolutely cannot make mistakes. They can't have turnovers. But more importantly, it's penalties and big plays. Mississippi State is one of the most penalized teams in college football. Ole Miss is also one of the most penalized teams in college football. They're very close to each other, but the last 2 weeks, Ole Miss has kind of cut down on those penalties. I think 6-5 in A&M and Vanderbilt in penalties for Ole Miss, which is a massive improvement for them. So State can't be the team that commits the costly penalty, that roughs the passer on a third down stop, or roughs the punter when you're getting the ball back like they did against LSU. You can't have penalties and you can't give up big plays. We talked about this yesterday some, but it bears repeating. Ole Miss's offense can be very explosive. They've struggled in the second half of the last 6 weeks, but you guys know this. When you've got a quarterback that's as talented as Matt Corral with a healthy core of wide receivers in that running back room, they can hit explosive plays. That's what the offense is built around, explosive plays. My gosh, they wear shirts that say score from far on them. That's what they do. Mississippi State's defense is very good. The front six is really good at stopping the run. They've got two good corners, but the back end of that defense this year has given up big plays. They have let people get behind them. They have let explosive pass plays beat them this season. They can't do that tomorrow night because you have an offense that is capable of doing it. You've got a quarterback that's about to go in the first round who, when healthy, throws as good of a deep ball as anybody in college football. Now you've got a healthy Braylon Sanders and Dontario Drummond, and now Jonathan Mingo going to be playing tomorrow night as well. You cannot let that team get behind you because if they do, they're going to burn you. So State cannot make mistakes, especially the mental ones, penalties, and blown coverages or giving up big plays in the back end of the defense. They can't do that because they're not winning this game if Ole Miss is getting behind them, because Ole Miss will punish them if that is the case. For Ole Miss, absolutely must do what if they want to win this game? Same theme. They have to hit those big plays. Like I said, I mean, you guys have seen it. You've seen it many times. You State fans saw it in the Egg Bowl last year. Matt Corral is as good at throwing a deep ball as anybody in college football. He's got the strength. He's got the accuracy. It is exceptional. But he struggled a little bit the last few weeks at throwing the deep ball. He's overthrown guys a handful of times these last few weeks. He has he explained that in the postgame to Vanderbilt to Richard, which I understand if you didn't listen to it, so I'll just tell you what he said. He said that he's been struggling with the deep ball a little bit because his left ankle is the one that, when you're throwing with that much force, you end up on your left ankle, and that's been the hurt one. And so he's not been comfortable really stepping into throws and using his mechanics to make more accurate throws because that ankle has been bothering him. He looked much healthier against Vanderbilt. So we'll see, how good he feels in that regard. But that's been the reason why, apparently. Either way, it's been happening. The big plays have been there at times. He's missed some throws. He missed a couple throws in the Texas A&M game. He missed one in the Vanderbilt game. He's overthrown a couple of guys on these deep balls. When you get behind Mississippi State's defense, you have to complete those passes because they're going to try to take that away. A&M did it and did it rather successfully. So when the opportunity is there, it's going to be less frequent. But when it's there, Corral's got to hit that. He has got to hit those big plays when they are open because they have been open, and I think they will be open again tomorrow night. If you don't complete the passes, it doesn't matter because it just falls incomplete, and that's the end of it. So when it's there, he has to hit those big plays because you know how good he is at it, but he has struggled a little bit doing it lately. That has to change if they want to win tomorrow night. And what Ole Miss absolutely cannot do is let Mississippi State have success on first downs. Mississippi State runs the football on first down very well. They still don't run with a high volume at all. They don't do it. It's the air raid for a reason. They throw the football. They'll do it 55 to 65 times tomorrow night as well. But they have run the ball, and they've done it on first down with really good success running the football on first down. It's kept them on schedule offensively. Ole Miss cannot let State average the 5 to 7 to 8 yards per carry on first down the way they have the last few weeks. So Ole Miss must be good against the run when it does happen, because that has opened up the State offense. Having second and three multiple times a game like they have the last few weeks has really helped that offense open things up and get defenses playing on their heels. So Ole Miss has to stop State running the football on first down. If they let State stay on schedule on the ground, it's going to be a long night. So Mississippi State absolutely must protect Will Rogers. That's the biggest thing. They absolutely cannot make mistakes, especially big plays and penalties. Ole Miss absolutely has to capitalize when those opportunities are there. Corral has missed some deep balls. He has to hit them tomorrow night. And they absolutely cannot let State have success, especially on first downs, running the football. They've been good at it on early downs. It's kept them on schedule. They cannot let that happen tomorrow night, or else they will simply lose the game. Fireman says, we have to protect the ball. Talking about Ole Miss, better too. Having a few fumbles and mistakes will not help them win in Starkville. Nope. And Corral had two fumbles against A&M. He had an interception against Vanderbilt. Can't do that tomorrow night. You simply cannot do that tomorrow night. My apologies again, guys, for whatever the heck was going on with the feed earlier. It looks like just a simple computer internet reset did the trick. So hopefully tomorrow night will be better. I will be with you tomorrow night right here on this channel the second the game ends. If you don't want to follow on Twitter or wait to see a tweet, just click the notification bell next to the subscribe button, and it will send you a notice when I go live. Pretty cool little feature that YouTube's got. So hit that bell, and so whenever I go live tomorrow night after the Egg Bowl, you will you'll get to join in and be a part. So whenever the game ends, if it's a blowout, I'll probably go before like the final whistle. If it's a blowout one way or the other, let's say it's like 35-14 with 3 minutes to go in the game, I'll go live sooner. But so after the game tomorrow night, I'll be here with you on this channel talking about the Egg Bowl, regardless of outcome, regardless of time. We'll be up here talking about it. So looking forward to seeing you guys then.
A Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.